Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. We continue this week talking about how to set yourself up to create vision. And, you know, one of the things is taking time, taking quiet time, taking time that some people consider to be doing nothing or being idle. But what you're really doing is setting up an opportunity for yourself to really hear your direction, to pay attention to yourself, to ask yourself some questions about where you'd like to go. And today's coaching is around celebrating what you created and really looking back for a moment to take note of where you were at this time last year. In some of the pods, we've done a little exercise like this, but I want all of you to expand it. So where were you last year at this time? If you can remember what you were wanting, what you were thinking of, what you had just accomplished, what you had succeeded at, and what you were going to step away from and just let go of so you could expand into your next incarnation. And who were you? Who were you being? What were your characteristics? What was your mode of operation back then? And then look at this year. What did you create? What were your wins? How did you succeed? Where did you not succeed the way you wished? What worked? What didn't? Who are you now? Who are you being? What are what characteristics do you bring to the table? What ways of being do you exhibit in your current life? Because where we're going from here is into your future. So today I want you to assess these. We don't look back often, but I want you to really give yourself credit for what you've created this year. The movement, the self-expansion that you have engaged in this year. What have you done? What actions have you taken on your own behalf to get where you are now from where you were last year at this time? And you guessed it, our next assignment will be to start really playing with where you'd like to go for this next year. And along with that, thinking about who you will get to be or who you get to be to manifest that, to create that, to be in alignment with that. Because once you're in alignment with it, it can show up very quickly. And a lot I've discovered over the decades, a lot of the meandering we do, the jockeying around we do, the learning we do, is simply to tune us up to the point where we can have what we already created in an energetic level. In our real realm. So by tuning up to it, by aligning with it, you bring it into your vision where you can actually see it, smell it, hear it, taste it, touch it. So do that work today. Have some fun. You have a few days left of the year. This is, you know, when you're on a music station, they recap the top 100 songs. Look over your year and give it a recap. Give it an assessment. And then, you know, really celebrate yourself for what you've created this year. And then I want you to start revving up and getting into the excitement of what you'd like for next year. Have a beautiful day, and I'd love to see posts in our Spirit River community of things you would love to create for this next year. See if you can inspire others at the same time to join in and throw out some vision. And in January, we're really going to be hitting the vision hard and looking for the direction into the vision so you can manifest it, you can create it, you can be it, do it, have it, enjoy it. Have a beautiful day.